In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. Shares of Tata Chemicals soared 5% in early trade on June 5 on the back of strong volumes as the company announced the restructuring of its US operations. In addition, the Tata Group's Rs 13,000 crore capital expenditure plans to set up a giga lithium-ion manufacturing facility in Gujarat also aided sentiment. Volumes in the counter were significantly higher as 35 lakh shares changed hands on the exchanges as against the one-month daily traded average of 9 lakh shares. Likewise, at 11:37 a.m., shares of Tata Chemicals were trading at ₹1,014.60 on the National Stock Exchange, 4.62% higher than the previous close. The company also announced revising the holding structure of its U.S. operations from June 1 to reduce the number of intermediate entities. The restructuring move saw Tata Chemicals Soda Ash Partners undergoing a transformative conversion from a partnership into a limited liability company. As part of this conversion, the entity will be rebranded as Tata Chemicals Soda Ash Partners Limited Liability Company. Next up, analysts say after navigating several speed bumps in recent years, non-banking finance companies or NBFCs are back on a strong growth trajectory amid robust loan demand, peaking interest rates and stable asset quality. NBFCs have withstood many setbacks, including COVID, demonetization and the crisis that followed the default by IL and FS Financial Services in 2018. However, the just concluded quarter four earnings season showed that NBFCs have weathered these challenges. Loan growth was driven by auto NBFCs and affordable housing finance companies. Growth at larger HFCs that lent to the prime housing segment moderated, global brokerage Jefferies said in a report. Management commentary was bullish across most segments. In the rural markets, borrower cash flows and demands for vehicles have been strong. With banks getting aggressive in the retail segment, especially housing, auto and personal loans, NBFCs are eyeing less penetrated segments including affordable housing, small business loans and used vehicles. Analysts also highlighted a subsegment of NBFCs, microfinance institutions. Assets under management of NBFC microfinance institutions are set to grow 25-30% this financial year amid improving asset quality and continued traction in economic activity, CRISIL ratings said. In other news, the Reserve Bank of India said it will conduct a four-day variable rate reverse repo or VRRR auction for a notified amount of Rs. 1 lakh crore today. The auction will take place between 2 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. and the reversal of these funds will take place on June 9. The VRRR is usually undertaken to withdraw excess liquidity from the banking system. Liquidity in the banking system is estimated to be in surplus of around Rs. 2.38 lakh crore. The central bank has last week conducted a 14-day VRRR auction for a notified amount of Rs. 2 lakh crore but received muted response from the banks who parked only Rs. 50,868 crore. In the April monetary policy, RBI Governor Shantikanta Das had said that in the period ahead, the Reserve Bank will remain flexible in meeting the productive requirements of the economy through two-way operations as may be necessary. Further ahead, speaking at the Conference of Directors of Banks organized by the Reserve Bank of India for Public Sector Banks, Deputy Governor Rajeshwar Rao said that the banking sector in India at this juncture is sound, resilient and financially healthy. He added that the time is perhaps right to improve the plumbing by addressing the gaps in governance frameworks, assurance functions and strategize for better times ahead. Earlier, RBI Governor Shantikanta Das too had said that the central bank had found some gaps in banks' corporate governance despite issuing guidelines on the matter. Bank boards and management should not allow such gaps to creep in, Governor had said, adding that the RBI has taken up such matters with the banks at an individual level in the past. Echoing the same concerns, Rao said bank boards often do not pay attention on matters related to conduct, highlighting that customer service, customer conduct and ethical employee behavior are key in banks. Rao said boards should pay close attention to these aspects. The comments from the RBI top brass assumes importance in the backdrop of various governance lapses reported by different banks and non-banks, which later invited RBI actions. Time and again, the central bank has asked bank boards and independent directors to remain vigilant on governance lapses in banks. Stay tuned to this space for further updates. Moving forward, the newly appointed president of Confederation of Indian Industry, R. Dinesh, said that with the capacity utilization across industries crossing 75%, we are likely to see fresh investment, as that is typically the threshold at which businesses add capacity. He told Money Control that sectors like cement, steel, machinery are seeing more than 80% utilization, which means it is time for capital formation. On the slow pace of private investment, he said, quote, "All indicators tell me that private sector capex is already there. If you look at the services sector, hotels, airlines, they are speaking of 90 to 95% utilization. This shows that private sector capex has come back." Unquote. He said that as per CMIE data, capex commitment stood at rupees 14.7 lakh crore in financial year 21 to 2022, whereas in financial year 22 to 23, it was rupees 25.7 lakh crore. Tepid private sector investment has been the missing piece in India's growth story. Considering the downward revision of corporate tax rates to 25% for companies with profits less than rupees 400 crore per annum, along with other support like production-linked incentives in order to catalyze capex. He also added that the CII is betting on closing financial year 23 to 24 on the higher side of its growth estimate of 6.5 to 6.7%. Coming up, investors, including general partners, have voiced caution on frequent instances of governance lapses at Indian startups and called for stronger due diligence practices and post-investment monitoring of funds deployed to ensure the growth of portfolio companies with better controls. This comes after InfoEdge initiated a forensic audit into Rahul Yadav-backed PropTech startup 4B Networks following at least four major instances of corporate governance lapses at Indian startups, including BharatPay, Zillingo, Trill and Go Mechanics since the beginning of 2022. The alleged governance lapses dominated conversations at the 16th edition of Tycon Mumbai 2023, an entrepreneurial conference which took place on June 2. Like last year, founders discussed value creation over sky-high valuations and generating cash rather than chasing growth as the exuberance of 2021's funding boom died down. But there was also a hint of caution towards ineffective due diligence practices. Industry insiders believe with private equity and venture capital funding pouring in, many investors signed reckless deals overlooking certain due diligence checks. Analysts say investors need to practice higher vigilance while making investments and ensure sufficient time and space to do proper diligence. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.